Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullet Step 1 podcast. In today's episode, we covered the topic of coracobrachialis brachialis found under the anatomy section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with an introduction to the coracobrachialis brachialis. In terms of its origin, remember that the coracobrachialis brachialis originates on the tip of the coracoid process of the scapula. With regards to its insertion, the coracobrachialis brachialis inserts on the middle third of the medial surface of the humerus. And in terms of its action, remember that the coracobrachialis brachialis helps to flex and adduct the arm. In terms of its innervation, the coracobrachialis brachialis receives innervation from the musculocutaneous nerve, which receives input from the C5, C6, and C7 nerve roots. And lastly, with regards to its arterial supply, the coracobrachialis brachialis is supplied by the muscular branches of the brachial artery. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to the coracobrachialis brachialis, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 68-year-old right-hand dominant man presents to the emergency room complaining of severe right arm pain after falling down a flight of stairs. He landed on his shoulder and developed immediate severe upper arm pain. Physical exam reveals a 2-centimeter laceration in the patient's anterior right upper arm. Bone is visible through the laceration. An arm radiograph demonstrates a displaced, comminuted fracture of the surgical neck of the humerus. Irrigation and debridement is performed immediately, and the patient is scheduled to undergo definitive operative management of his fracture. In the operating room, on the following day, the operation is more complicated than expected, and the surgeon accidentally nicks a neurovascular structure, piercing the coracobrachialis brachialis muscle. This patient would most likely develop a defect in which of the following? And the answer choices are: choice 1, elbow extension; choice 2, forearm pronation; choice 3, lateral forearm skin sensation; choice 4, medial arm skin sensation; or choice 5, wrist extension. The best answer to this question is choice 3, lateral forearm skin sensation. The patient in this vignette sustains an injury to the musculocutaneous nerve, a motor and sensory nerve that pierces the coracobrachialis brachialis. After innervating 3 upper arm muscles, this nerve continues in the forearm to provide skin sensation to the lateral forearm. The musculocutaneous nerve is one of the 5 primary nerve branches of the brachial plexus. It is derived from the C5 and C6 nerve roots and innervates the biceps brachii, the brachialis, and the coracobrachialis brachialis muscles. Its primary motor function is elbow flexion, but it also plays an important role in elbow supination via the biceps brachii insertion on the radius. The musculocutaneous nerve continues in the forearm as the lateral antibrachial cutaneous nerve, which provides the sensory innervation to the lateral forearm. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 1. Elbow extension is primarily performed by the triceps brachii muscle. This is a large muscle in the back of the arm that is innervated by the radial nerve. Choice 2. Forearm pronation is performed by the pronator teres and pronator quadratus. These are innervated by the median nerve and anterior interosseous nerve, which is a branch of the median nerve, respectively. Choice 4. Medial arm skin sensation is innervated by the medial brachial cutaneous nerve. This is a branch directly off the medial cord of the brachial plexus. Choice 5. Wrist extension is primarily performed by the extensor carpi radialis longus, extensor carpi radialis brevis, and the extensor carpi ulnaris. These are all innervated by the radial nerve. Finally, a bullet summary. The musculocutaneous nerve has 3 primary functions: elbow flexion, forearm supination, and cutaneous innervation of the lateral forearm. That's all for this review about coracobrachialis brachialis. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullet Step 1 podcast, a daily audio review session from MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on medbullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here on the MedBullets Step 1 podcast.